This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Campaigning continues for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top political leaders are leaving no stone unturned to garner support in their party's favour. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Today, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be conducting three rallies in Uttar Pradesh. The rallies are at Mirzapur, Kosi and Baskaon. While Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, will be conducting rallies in Mirzapur, Chandauli, Ghazipur and Gorakhpur. Last phase of polling will take place on the 1st of June for 13 seats in Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister Modi's own seat, Varanasi, is also included in this phase. In Bihar, leaders of NDA and Grand Alliance and other parties are holding back-to-back multiple rallies. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address two public meetings today in support of the NDA candidates. Mr. Shah will address election rallies in Karakat and Sasaram parliamentary constituencies. BJP President JP Nadda is also scheduled to hold public meetings in Jahanabad, Ara and Nalanda Lok Sabha constituencies today. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, LJP Ram Vilas Chief Chirag Paswan and other NDA leaders will also address election rallies in support of party candidates. Leaders of the Grand Alliance from RJD, Congress and left parties will also hit the campaign trail today. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav and Vikas Shil Insan Party Chief Mukesh Sahni will hold public meetings in Buxar, Nalanda, Ara and Pataliputra constituencies in support of RJD and CPI-ML candidates. A voter turnout of 61.76% has been recorded in the sixth phase of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections for which polling was held yesterday. The polling in all 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over six states and two union territories remained peaceful. Our correspondent reports that with the conclusion of phase six, polling for the Lok Sabha elections is now completed in 486 parliamentary constituencies in 28 states and UTs. The next and last phase of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections is scheduled on the 1st of next month in 57 parliamentary constituencies. The counting for all the phases will take place on the 4th of June. In Gujarat, a major fire broke out at the TRP game zone in Rajkot city last evening, in which 26 persons were reportedly dead so far. Among them, 9 are children. A special investigation team has been formed to probe into this incident. Rajkot Police Commissioner Raju Bhargav informed that all game zones in Rajkot have been ordered to close. He said that complaint will be registered and action will be taken against those responsible. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel announced 4 lakh rupees relief to families of victims in addition to 50,000 rupees assistance to those injured. Fire brigade teams reached the spot and attempts were made to douse the fire. TRP game zone is reportedly the biggest game zone in the Saurashtra region of Gujarat. India Meteorological Department IMD has said that cyclonic storm Rimal over North Bay of Bengal has been intensified to severe cyclonic storm about 270 kilometers south-southeast of Sagar Islands in West Bengal. IMD said it will move northwards, intensify further and cross Bangladesh and adjacent West Bengal coasts by midnight today. A severe cyclonic storm with wind speed of 110 to 120 kilometers per hour, gusting to 135 kilometers per hour. Filmmaker Payal Kapadia scripted history by becoming the first Indian filmmaker to win the Grand Prix Award at the Cannes Film Festival for her film All We Imagine as Light. India Simran Sharma has won gold medal in World Para-Athletics Championships in Kobe, Japan. Simran clinched the gold in the women's 200-meter T12 event, achieving a personal best time of 24.95 seconds on the competition's final day yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.